Brothers, I return for another presentation, this time on Masonic Organization. This is written by Barry Axelrod and presented by myself, Chris Lidke, past master of Waukesha Lodge and district deputy, District 11. So oftentimes, when a new brother comes into Freemasonry, he sees something that is novel and different, something that he wouldn't have come across before. Our officers, our organization, all look very different. So let's try and boil that down. Let's try and make that a little easier to follow and remove some of the jargon in the process. Now, you've petitioned and been initiated through the 3 degrees of your home lodge, which received its charter from the Grand Lodge of Free and Accepted Masons of Wisconsin. This makes you a member of the Grand Lodge of Wisconsin. And this is your entry point into the fraternity. Now, Freemasonry has been in existence for centuries and is a worldwide organization with Grand Lodges in almost every country in the world. Like countries, Grand Lodges have sovereign jurisdiction over their individual lodges. And like countries, they have diplomatic relations between them. In the United States, typically, Grand Lodges exist by state. So let's look at the reporting structure and start from there. What I'm going to show you is this image of a pyramid, and this is really a simplification of how Freemasonry works. So it's similar to a large corporation. The Grand Lodge offices are like corporate headquarters, maybe not as fancy, and they don't have the giant lawn games to play, but still. They're like corporate headquarters. The districts are like regional offices and the areas, individual divisions with the lodges at the bottom reporting up the chain, but making up the foundation, the basis of the fraternity. So it's organized more or less like a pyramid. Every level assists the level below and serves the level above. The Grand Line and Grand Master in this case are not exactly the same level. There's more nuance to it, but for the purposes of this presentation, I put them together at the top. They operate under the rules set out in the Masonic Code. Now, the Grand Lodge officers are either elected or appointed. Many of them will mimic exactly the offices that you'll see in your lodge. To be a Grand Lodge officer, you have to be a past master of your lodge and a Master Mason in good standing. These are the Grand Lodge officers, and we are all members of the Grand Lodge, like the officers and members of your local lodge. So when you look at it, the Grand Lodge officers are nothing more than the officers of this massive statewide lodge, which takes in all of our lodges beneath it. The officers are creating a slightly larger version of what you might see in your Blue Lodge, with a couple of exceptions. There's a deputy Grand Master who assists the Grand Master. The Grand Master, of course, taking the role of worshipful master in a Blue Lodge. The counselor is replaced by the Grand Orator, who focuses on education, and the Grand Lecturer, who focuses on ritual. The Grand Marshal leads ceremonies and processions, and I will discuss the district deputies further on through the presentation. Now, Wisconsin is divided into a series of districts, in fact, 12 districts. Each of these will have a subset of lodges, which are divided again from the district level down to the area level. So when you have your lodge, you're a member of a certain area within a certain district, no different than being living in a city, within a state, within a country. And this provides a two-way flow of communication between Grand Lodge and the lodges. Messages from the Grand Lodge are easily broadcast to the lodges, and lodge status and requirements for help are effectively communicated up to Grand Lodge. So to go through the area and district, of course, we have to look at the district team, which are the officers who really look over and supervise what's going on there. They're really more of liaisons than supervisors, if I'm going to be honest. And they have two components, administration and ritual. The administration is headed up by the district deputy grand master. He speaks for the grand master when he attends meetings and events in the district. He also reports to the grand master the status of lodges and whether they require any assistance from the grand lodge, or maybe they require commendation from the grand lodge for the efforts that they've put forth. Now, the district deputy looks over a great many lodges, as many as 15 to 20 lodges in a district. So to help him, we have the area administrator. The area administrator is really the boots on the ground liaison between the individual lodge and the grand lodge. Their job is to assist the lodges, but also to let the district deputy know what's going on, because the district deputy, again, may have 15 lodges, and then the area administrator may only have 3 to 5. And so it's much easier for them to be very, very familiar with everything going on within that lodge. They aren't Grand Lodge spies. This isn't James Bond meets Masonry. Rather, they are there to help you out. The ritual is overseen by the district lecturer. He keeps the pure work for the district and will conduct schools of instruction to teach the ritual to officers and brethren throughout the district. He will also certify brothers as ritualists, having memorized all of the work in a single degree, or proficiency men, having memorized all of the ciphered work in all 3 degrees, including calling up and down and addressing Grand Lodge officers, amongst other things. The district lecturer reports to the grand lecturer, who oversees the ritual to ensure that it is conducted with proficiency and consistency throughout the state. So let's talk about the lodge. Maybe not this lodge, although it is a good show, but this lodge. Each lodge operates under both the Grand Lodge, Masonic Code of the Grand Lodge of Wisconsin, but also under the bylaws of that lodge. And each lodge has a charter which allows it to operate. When you became a Master Mason, you signed a book, usually the bylaws, that confirmed that you had received your copy of the bylaws by which that lodge operates. But let's dig into more of what's going to be useful to you in the lodge itself. Let's talk about the lodge officers. Starting with the Worshipful Master. The Worshipful Master is responsible for running the lodge. He is not only important during the meetings, but he is the first point of contact in that lodge. Anything happens, it should pass through the Worshipful Master. You should also keep in mind, the Worshipful Master represents your lodge in your community during his year. And so that should always be on the forefront if you're serving as master. The senior warden will be the presiding officer in the absence of the Worshipful Master. He's responsible for the work of the lodge under these circumstances. The work of a Mason is the ritual work done within the lodge, as well as charity, both Masonic and to the community. Now, the senior warden is more than just a backup or a vice president. He's really helping run the lodge and assisting the Worshipful Master in getting things done. In many lodges, the senior warden is at least as busy as the Worshipful Master moving forward. The junior warden is the presiding officer in the absence of the Worshipful Master and the senior warden. A lodge, of course, cannot be opened for a stated communication without one of the 3 primary officers. The junior warden is a liaison to the youth groups, such as the Demo Lay and the Job's Daughters, if they are present. The junior warden is also responsible for refreshments. He will oversee dinners or refreshments at meetings and be responsible for planning and overseeing events. The secretary is the administrative backbone of the lodge. The lodge arguably doesn't operate without the secretary. No one pays attention to them, but you should. Buy them donuts on a regular basis. They will appreciate it. Their job is to record the proceedings of the lodge, receive all monies paid in, paying them over to the treasurer. They receive and answer all correspondence, keep track of dues, and they know where all the skeletons are hidden. That's the person you want to know. Then we have the treasurer. Now, the treasurer receives all monies from the secretary. They keep the books. They give a financial report at various stated meetings. The senior and junior deacons report to the senior warden. Their job is to set up for meetings and degrees. They will introduce and accommodate visiting brethren and conduct the candidates during degrees. The senior and junior deacons are basically making sure that the logistics are set up so that the three primary officers can get the meeting moving. Then we have the senior and junior stewards, an often overlooked position, but they report to the junior warden, and they are his principal helpers on the refreshment and entertainment committees. They arrive early to help prepare the refreshments, set the tables, and provide hospitality. They will also help the junior warden in cleaning up afterwards. The stewards are often key to the lodge operating properly, because what meeting can possibly happen amongst hungry brethren? A demonstrated reverence for the tenets of masonry is the towering characteristic of the chaplain. Specifically, he is charged with offering devotion at the appropriate occasion and when requested by the master. He will also assist in conducting funeral services. Then we have the tiler, who guards the outer door, vouches for all visitors, and ensures that they are properly clothed. The counselor has as his principal goal to teach the fundamentals of Freemasonry to each and every candidate. And I should point out, the counselor is not necessarily a mentor to every candidate that comes through. Rather, he would oversee the mentors doing their work. He will also provide continued Masonic education to all members as the lodge meets. So no matter your office, no matter your attainment, no matter what color apron you wear within Freemasonry, you must remember that as Masons, we all meet on the level. It doesn't matter if you're the newest EA in the northeast corner or you are the Grand Master of Masons in Wisconsin, we meet as equals. This single principle stands above all others, any jewel or apron your brothers may bestow upon you. Thank you.